Just to expand on what we spoke about the other day, that the reason that Avodas Yom Kippurim requires a special status in terms of creating the Shem Kohen Gadol, at least L'chadchila, and that's why it needs Hafrasha Zayin, which we learn from the Miluim. So the Rav said that that may be based on the Halachot, because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has a special status. He's not only Kohen Gadol, but he's Omid Tachas Aaron, that he stands in Aaron's place. As the Paitan in Atokananta says, Tachas Aaron, Migizo, Yamo, L'Sharis, L'Fanecha, Yom Haslicha. So to do the Avodah Yom Kippur, it requires really to be Aaron and to stand in Aaron's place. And therefore, in order to enter in the Kodesh Kodoshim, the only one who can enter is really Aaron. And that's what it says in the Torah, Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, that it's only Aaron who's permitted to enter Lifnai Lifnim. And the Goyin famously says that the heter of entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippurim for Aaron was not limited only to Yom Kippur. But whenever Aaron wanted to enter any day of the year, he could enter if he would bring a par, and that would be Mata Knisa Lefnai V'Lefnim. But on and therefore, the heter that when it's required on Yom Kippur is also related only to Aaron. Just on this day, namely Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol stands in the place of Aaron. But it's Petoris Aaron that the Kohen Gadol can enter in the Kodesh Kodoshim. As the pasuk says, "V'chipa akoyin asher yimshach osu v'asher imala es yado l'chayin tachis aviv." And the Braisa says, "Ma ema be'inyan dimiluim, Aaron pirish shiva v'shimesh yom echad u'moshe masalo kol shiva kedei l'chancho b'avoda, v'af l'doros koyin gadol pirish shiva u'mishamesh yom echad." Ushnei Tamid Chachamim mitamidov shel Moshe lafuket stukim mostly called shiva kidei lechancha b'avoda. And according to what we're saying, that the shivish me hafrasha are learned from the Miluim to be mashed in the kedusha of the Kohen Gadol and to transform him into to stand in the place of Aaron HaKohen. So we also understand that the Kohen Gadol has to be tachas Aaron. And similarly, the two Talmid Chachamim that are with him, they're playing the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, teaching him the halachas.